Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go.
Blog Talk Radio.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's going on, everybody? We are live. I'm Lee Houston. I'm going to try my best to get a hold of a certain somebody to be willing and able to pick up the phone. Probably not. He's late as hell. Anyway, let's see if I can get our dear friend John on the phone here. He has a lot to say, and I don't think he has. But let me refresh this thing here. If I get him on the phone, that'd be great. So let's call John right quick. If not, John will get somebody. If you want to call in, all you got to do is you can call in at 516-590-0355. Yes, our number has been changed or announced to me. We couldn't renew, we couldn't keep it for some reason, but it's now 516-590-0355. If you want to chime in. Well, today is, as you all know, is the day, the V day, the E day, election day, if you will. So nonetheless, we're going to keep it rolling. We're not going to get into much stuff. Before we do that, Survivor Series coming up. November 22nd, our anniversary follows behind Survivor Series. Just to get you a heads up there. And the card, the match on the card is pretty interesting. It is very interesting. Let me get this together here. I'm doing a bunch of stuff at one time. NXT will not be involved this year. NXT was involved last year. Not this time. It's going to be just Raw. Just SmackDown this year. WWE has renewed the Amway Center contract, so they're going to be at the Amway Center, of course, behind closed doors at the Thunderdome, if you will. And the match of the card as follows. Check this out: Team Raw, AJ Styles, Keith Lee, Sheamus, Braun Strowman, and find out next Monday, versus Team SmackDown, Kevin Owens, Jey Uso, three other guys. We'll find it out Friday. Team Raw, Bianca Belair, Bianca Belair for SmackDown. Team Raw, Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, Mandy Rose, Dana Brooke, and Lana. Team SmackDown, Bianca Belair, and four other guys, four other ladies. We don't know who that's going to be. Bobby Lashley from SmackDown, from Raw, the United States Champion, versus Sami Zayn from SmackDown, the Intercontinental Champion. The New Day, Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston, will take on the Street Profits, champion versus champion, Raw's champion versus SmackDown's champion, Asuka versus Sasha Banks, Randy Orton versus Roman Reigns, champion versus, it's a night of champions, if you will. All people that are in this match are champions. I'm looking forward to seeing that. I'm going to go with Raw. Once I'm going to go with Raw here as the winner of all these matches. I'm going to go with the Raw brand. SmackDown is proving themselves from time to time. Raw is your flagship. John May is going to call in just a second. He don't have much to say for the first time in a long time. That's interesting. So if you want to have something you want to say, all you got to do is call in at 516-590-0355. What happened to 347? I don't know. Yeah, check. We have a new number. 516-590-0355. Well, you know, I'm not going to be political about it, but I do encourage you to go vote today whenever you can. You got till tonight to put your vote in and make your voice heard. We're not telling you who to vote for, but we want you to go vote. People have fought, died for this right. It's your civic duty. It is your right. Go and vote. Thank you very much. Now, in the meantime, while we're doing that, while people are voting, while people are, okay, John's trying to call in. While I'm getting John together here, I'm going to go to commercial break, and we're going to be right back. I'll take color commercials. We'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's take it from the top.
Something's happening. Something extraordinary.
Something exciting.
Something authentic and true. Everything changes now.
What's next?
The future.
Next?
That's our specialty.
Woohoo!
Do you trust me?
To infinity and beyond!
Jim, we are back. The incomparable, the controversial John May has joined us. What's up?
What's up, everybody?
What's on your mind today?
That means a very important day.
That means a very important day in America. I digress.
Yeah, well, we're not going to get much into that because what you came for is wrestling, but we do encourage you to make your voice heard loud and very clear today. No matter what side you're on, we're not going to get into all that, but we do want you to go and make your voice heard.
Yes, indeed. Raw
last night was a garbage.
Ooh, yes, it was. Yeah, it was.
The only thing I watched
was the Firefly Funhouse.
Just because I love what they're
doing with Alexa Bliss and Bray.
They make a perfect on-screen couple, for real.
They really do. This
whole thing, I think it's going to...
I think it's going to intrigue her
to turn heel, too.
Mm-hmm.
Rainey versus Roman.
Ew.
Bobby versus Sammy.
Bobby versus Sammy is boring.
The New Day versus Street
Profits. The New Day versus
Street Profits
has potential.
Otis losing his money to the Miz
is bullshit.
Let's see what else is pissing me off.
Paige and Vince McMahon, but that's a whole other day.
Oh, yeah, the Twitch thing.
That's a whole other day for a whole other conversation, everybody.
It's a whole different sermon.
What's your opinions on Survivor Series lineup? Please.
It's interesting. I just went through the card. I will say this year it'll be a little bit different because last year was lit. I'm telling you right now, last year was lit with NXT. No NXT this year. It's just Raw and SmackDown, which wants some bullcrap. But I do think Team Raw is going to bring it home with the bragging rights.
I mean, I think Raw wins the majority of the matches, but there ain't no way Rainey's going over Roman.
Want to throw this in here, everybody?
Don't forget Sunday night, AEW Full Gear.
Yes, sir. The very same night, probably the very same time, if I'm not mistaken.
MJF versus Chris Jericho, baby.
I thought MJF was joining the inner circle.
If MJF wins, he gets inner circle.
Ah, cool, gotcha. It's pretty cool. I gotta give a shout out. I'm over there. While we're across the street for a second. AEW doing their thing, their own way, their own style. That's great. I like it. And of course, I got to shout out the great Jim Ross. Much love to you. And I'm glad he's happy in his endeavors.
Yeah, Jim Ross is doing his own thing.
I'm not a fan of Jim Ross right now. I don't know why.
How you don't like Jim? Jim Ross is the most lovable dude on planet Earth. How you don't love Jim Ross?
I mean, there's a lot of people that don't like his commentary style, man. I agree.
I feel, you know, well, he is doing this for a long time, a mighty long time. And eventually, if you're not in it no more, Jim Ross has been there, done that. He's a Hall of Famer, called every match there is to call in the world of wrestling. So what else you want from the man?
But there is somebody who shits on the product of AEW
constantly.
And I want to give my opinions
on that motherfucker.
In the next show.
When I'm not busy.
Because I have a lot to say about you.
Oh.
And this motherfucker
used to carry around a tennis racket.
There we go.
So Jim Cornette, I'm about to roast your fucking ass, bitch.
Oh, shit. There we go.
That's for another day, you pussy-eyed motherfucker.
Wait a minute. I would love that roasted, but we gotta pump the brakes right there. That's a different sermon for a different time, ladies and gentlemen. But John May does have a valid point. Jim Cornette over the years has not been the most put it like this. He's horrible at giving certain companies a chance. And he's stuck in this old school 80s era. Like a certain other person I know, you know, I'm just saying. Some people are just stuck in the 80s.
Jim Cornette just mad at him and all of him a job.
Jim Cornette, you need retirement is pretty much should be an option right now. You've been there and done that.
And, Jim Cornette will work for $1,000 anywhere.
He'll look for $1,000 in a pen with full of shit. It don't matter to him.
Jim Cornette would turn into
Virgil
and do anything for
$20.
That's the lowest you can go in wrestling, for real. That's the lowest, Virgil. That's the lowest you can go, for real. Now.
Yeah, I'm comparing Jim
Cornette
to Virgil.
I dare y'all to say that to him.
Virgil is the lowest you can be in professional wrestling. That dude was Eric Kisser, Pat Patterson, and Gerald Briscoe. Okay, that much as. Like Virgil does.
There ain't nothing wrong with Pat Patterson or Gerald Briscoe.
I said it. Nobody kisses ass better than those two, and the lowest you can get is Virgil. That's like the bottom of the tadpole, whatever it is. That's the lowest of the low. Is Virgil. Teddy Biasi was right. Everybody's got a price.
Unfortunately, Virgil's price is $5.
Damn.
And Jim Cornette would fucking
Jim
pay
Cornette
$5.
Would fucking pay $5. Somebody talk to him.
Shoot. Let me ask you this. How do you see like indie wrestling today in this time? Thriving or we in trouble?
Indie wrestling will not come back for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck wants to go to a wrestling?
Who the fuck wants to go to a wrestling event
and sit in their fucking
and
car?
Sit in their fucking car and they call it a drive-through event.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bitch, if I want to see wrestling,
bitch,
I want to
see wrestling. I want to hear the
Matt
fucking
smack and
Matt smack and shit.
I don't want to fucking.
I don't
want to
fucking sit in my car
move.
And miss a move.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather fucking play 2K than go to a drive-thru
wrestling event.
I mean, it's like these virtual concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I pay
$60, $70
to listen to you sing?
On a movie screen.
And you're not in person. I can go listen to the same
songs
on
YouTube for free.
That's the point.
Indie wrestling is dead. Until this whole
coronavirus
bullshit propaganda gets over with.
Well, I would call propaganda. People
I digress. Again. I digress.
You always digress. It's how you feel.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm sorry for exploding
with Jim
Cornette
but the truth has to come out.
That's how you really feel about him.
We'd be here for a day.
Yes, sir. You know, like, people, I gotta give props to people like Vince, people like the Khan brothers, people like whoever runs Impact Wrestling. They're doing the best they can with what they got. Because most people would have folded their tent long since day one of this corona thing. But people like Vince, whoever runs Impact Wrestling, the Khan brothers, these other guys, of course, good old New Japan, they're doing the best they can with this situation. So I got your props to them. Because especially Vince. Vince lives and dies by the motto, the show must go on. I remember one time there was a blizzard and Raw, for the first time ever, got canceled. You think they just gave up? Nah. Vince said, I got an idea. Let's do a show from the headquarters. And that's what they did. They did a show from the headquarters. It was freezing cold outside and it's snowing. We're the only person from they know but that whole show. They show the Royal Rumble. Michael Cole, Booker T, and JBL, different folks showed up. I gotta give props to Vinnie Mac and other people for doing best they can what they got.
But here's the thing.
We're in a worldwide pandemic right now.
Oh yeah.
And it's about to get worse.
Yes, indeed.
Why are you going to put the health of human beings who has done this bullshit Why are you going to put the health at risk saying you own them and they have to do this? You literally could have took a fucking month off and nobody would have cared. We all would have been okay because we have the network. We have everything on the network that we can
watch.
But Vince is all about the money because if you don't have the money, he ain't shit.
Well, I disagree with you right there. He's not about the money. Like, Vince has taken a day off since the damn 80s. He hasn't had a vacation since the 80s. Vince man is go, go, go all the time. Nonstop.
Yeah, but, you know, Vince is making people like Paige and AJ Styles and all their codes on their Twitch streams. Yeah, that's their personal life. Why did fucking you care?
Why did fucking you care?
Yeah, I see that.
Like, these people on Cameo trying to give a personal video shout-out for a cheap price
because
a meet and greet at WWE is like $1,000. Why are you going to take away the third-party platforms? Are they contractually obligated?
They can have a third-party outside thing?
Hmm.
I have my opinions on that.
And that will come next time, too.
Along with how much I hate Jimmy, Vince Russo is better.
Vince Russo is better.
Oh, is he now?
Jim Cornette and Vince Russo hate each other.
No, really? They just spy.
That's legit.
Jim Cornette is going to piss off Vince Russo.
But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just controversial, and I want to make sure it's controversial.
Speaking of my dear friend Vinny Russo, let me ask you here. If he had one more go-round to book any kind of match, what say you?
What match can I see him booking?
If he had one more shot at booking any kind of match for any company,
I would give him a green light for AEW.
I think him and the great minds of Cody and Kenny and Jericho
could come up with some of the sickest shit.
Let's see. By the way, speaking of Jericho, if you haven't purchased your little bit of the bubbly, it's available at all liquor stores online to get you a little bit of the bubbly. Like Chris Jericho.
I'm not paying $49 for one.
Drink responsibly, of course.
I'd rather spend $10
on a bottle of Powerball.
I love Jericho. I really do. But $49 for a bottle of his face on it is just no. Like, The Undertaker had a title coming up for his 30th anniversary. $1,000.
$1,000.
What the f- is it, bruh?
And I was seeing today that WWE has lawn chairs out now. Like, you can custom made. You can get Edge, Ultimate Warrior, John Cena, The Rock, The King, Shawn Kelly.
$350.
For a chair.
Hell no. To the no, no, no. Hell to the no.
I love Undertaker, but I'm not paying
$100
for a
pen. I'm not paying $100 for a pen.
Oh, no. $10,000, excuse me.
But, ladies and gentlemen, that's my time.
I'm sorry.
I will be back next week.
I guarantee it.
Yes, sir. I'm going to hold you to that. We'll see you next time. Thank you very much, John, for being with us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. If you have not voted yet, go and do so. I know it's probably a mile long, but it's worth it, all of this, to make your opinion heard, to make your opinion count, to make it matter. I know it's, we're way past this point. I get this. But those of you who are trying to be safe, I'm going to go ahead and do this right here. We're way past this point. But somebody needs to say it.
Stay the fuck at home.
The Rona is spreading.
No time to work or run.
The way you can fight it is
simple, my friend.
Just stay the fuck at home.
Now, technically, I'm not a doctor.
So here I am.
Fucking Jackson.
Keep your ass at home.
If you want things to get back to normal, don't panic. Just use your dome. Wash your hands. Stop touching your face. Stay the fuck at home.
Motherfucker, it's no time to gamble.
Look around. You're not at a casino.
Stay the fuck home.
Just stay the fuck home and strengthen quarantine.
Sure, you can still see your friend. Unless you just ran out of groceries, stay the fuck at home.
Thank you for doing your part to flatten the curve.
And now that you're home, feel free to go the fuck to sleep.
Thank you, Samuel. Much love to you, brother. But we're way past that. We're beyond that point. We are in the craps, if you will. And it's going to get worse. It's not going to get any better. But it will get better, but it's going to get worse. So the second go around, let's be safe. Wear your mask. Let's be cool. And whatever you need, Walmart got you covered.
Well, folks, school is slowly back in session. Walmart has you covered. School uniforms, school supplies, and so much more. For more information, Walmart.com or your local Walmart grocery store and get all the stuff you need. Let's have a great school year. Walmart, save money, live better.
Well, that was when we didn't have Corona, but Walmart does have you covered. Back to school. School should be back in session now, by the way. School is totally different. Virtual school, for those who are going back to school, a physical thing. Wear your mask, wash your hands, be safe, keep 6 feet apart, and for the love of God, let's deal with. And if you have not voted, go and vote today. You got tomorrow, election day, so go vote today. Have a great day, everybody. God bless you. See you.